Hello, my people of the gist with Naya. Oh my God, I almost said my people of Chop Chop by Naya. Hi, God. Sisi, I've been working hard, guys. Go easy. Anyways, Chop Chop by Naya is another arm of Naya. So it's like my food business. So if you've not heard of Chop Chop by Naya, oh yeah, sharply go to Instagram. And check it. Chop Chop by Naya. Follow us. Book us for events. Do whatever you need to do to make sure that you patronize me before this year runs out. And next year, you bring customers for me. Yeah. Thank you. So that's part of why I've been away. I think I'm going to do a podcast about the pros and cons of doing food business. I think I'm going to drop an episode on that because I've been leaning on the job, oh, and it's not easy. But today's episode, what I have for you guys. Oh, before I go further, my name is Naya, and I am the host of this beautiful podcast that you're tuned into. Here we carry the vibe. If it's not a vibe, leave me out of it. If you don't get energy, forget me. So this is the Gist with Naya podcast. We talk about everything and anything, as long as it is adding to our life, as long as we are growing, as long as you are listening to me, and you know there is a positive change in your thinking, in the way that you do your things, and I'm also here to learn from you. So, I mean, the Gist with Naya podcast, we don't just gist away, but we actually gist to action. Okay, so you're welcome, and if this is your first time listening, welcome. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I appreciate it a lot and I don't take it for granted. So back to what I was saying. Omo, the episode today, I just want to gist to people. So I know I've been away from the podcast for like a while, and I'm not even going to lie. A lot has been happening. And in all honesty, God has been very faithful to me this year. God has been very, very faithful. In fact, sometimes my partner says that it is illegal what you are doing. It is illegal the outcomes that you have, because I know for sure that God has been very, very faithful to me. Like since last year up until now, he has been very faithful to me, and I don't take it for granted. So I had a job, right? My first event job. That's why I say that sometimes I believe when he says that it is illegal, because Omo, I had to cater for 600 guests. Like that's the idea. Like, you know, that day, let me even gist you guys how it happened. So that day I went to do my normal deliveries, and so I have this client. She's a very good customer. Like she was there for me, like right from time. She has always been, you know, want to help out. You know, whenever I come and she'll be like, oh, she'll tell her colleagues, ah, have you tried this thing? That is very nice. Oh, and then she'll be like, bye now. And she'll call everybody with the landline. She'll call her friends that she's close to. Ah, bye, oh, this person says. And you know, she has been very helpful. And I really, really appreciate her for that, because she has been very beneficial to me. And I don't take it for granted. And to everyone who has helped me in this journey of Chop Chop by Naya, honestly, I don't take you for granted. I love you from the bottom of my heart. I really do, because it has been massive, right? So on this fateful day, I went to deliver, and she goes, ah, can you cater for events? I was like, yes. In my head, I don't understand. Why am I in business? I was like, yes, ma, I can. And she was like, 600 guests. Maybe she was thinking that I was going to open my eye and say, ah, efe. Kilo shele 600 imbo. How many have I, you know? But I was calm, and that is one thing. In fact, this year things on shele. Don't worry, I would be rolling them out. I just feel like God has been so good to me. Like he has been taking me on different journeys, and I've seen my life, my character, you know, the way that I think. Some things have just transitioned, and I'm grateful for it. So I stood there confidently, and I was like, oh yes, I can. I mean, I've never catered for an event where you had 100, 200, 300, not to talk of 600 guests. And I was like, yes, I can. And she was like, are you sure? Then she did this yimu expression. And she was like, because she can be very funny. And I was like, yes, now, Is it not my business? It's my business now. She was like, okay, oh yeah, now no wahala. Go and do your budget and send to me. So I was like, okay, no problem. And she was like, you have everything for events. You have your setup. You know, I was like, yes, that one is not a problem. All these things, you can always get them. And she was like, okay, oh yeah, now send me the budget. My head, is this my playing? I wish it's serious. 600 new mommy. Yes, 60 or 600. That was what was playing in my head. But I mean, I already gave her the answer that, you know, I thought that she needed, right? So I went back home. And honestly, that period, I was very busy. Like, I had other jobs. Thanks be to God. So I sort of did not even do what she asked me to do. Not because I took her for granted or took whatever it was for granted. I thought, oh, this thing is just a joke. But I was actually really busy. So I, you know, my partner would be like, have you answered her? Have you answered her? Like, say something. You can't just leave her like that. You know, don't say because she's close to you. This one's like, I'm like, hi, everybody calm down now. So I said, okay. And I decided, I said, I have to take this thing seriously. Because she herself would even message her. And she's like, Naya, how far now? Hey, I don't know this kind CEO. I don't know this guy entrepreneur. You know, and she was just worrying about it. And I'm like, ah. This thing is funny now because this person is close to me. But if she wasn't close to me, she would have moved on to the next person, right? So I took my time, I did the budget, and I sent it to her. And so when I sent it to her, we started negotiating, we started talking about it, we started talking, plans were underway, you know, and I'm not even going to lie, at some point, I was not too excited. Now, here's why I was not too excited. Because I've had situations where people would reach out and they'll be like, oh, I want to do this event, or oh, I want to do this, or oh, I want you to come and do this, and then they will just vanish, or they will just cancel, or they will just, you know, start saying plenty of stories that will just dampen your spirit. And it's like, come on now. So I'm not saying that I did not trust God to give me the job, but I was trying not to be overly excited, you know, so that whatever comes, I can take it, right? And then I saw a post by Pastor Poju, and he was like, it was a teaching, and he was like, don't be too quick to announce the testimony. Like, something just happened, they're not announced, hey, you have not even gotten it, and you're already announcing, hey, calm down and chill. When you get it, when you've done it, then you can now announce that, oh, I did this, you know. And that thing stuck with me. I'm like, okay, let's go through the process, right? I am very hopeful for this. Even at some point, I was even saying, you know, if it's my own, it'll come to me. And my partner was like, hey, madam, don't do that here. If you want it, go for it. There's nothing like what will be. Go see what will be here. Go see. If you want it, go for it. Reach out to this person. You know, and that sort of resets my brain, like, ah, Oga, what have you been saying? So I started, you know, reaching out to her. Sometimes I would just greet her, good afternoon, Ma, just as she greet you. And she'd be like, ah, how far now? What's up now? This one, that one, that one. We'll just talk. And then, you know, I was just reaching out to her, and then we'd negotiate. And she's like, ah, this thing, this one, that one. And, you know, we kept on talking about it until she just told me, okay, oh, I'm going to send you so-and-so amount, you. Ah, in my head. Okay, go see wala. Until I see it, Abby. I was like, okay, until I see it. So, you know, I was expectant. I was praying to God, and I told God. And before she even like decided to drop funds and all that, I already started praying it through. Like, I started praying it through. I thought about everything possible. You know, I would share the conversation with my partner, share with my mom, my dad, just share it with everyone. Okay, how can I go about this? How can I go about this? What do I need to know? Because it was my first time. So yes, I was bound to make mistakes. I was bound to. So I was just, you know, trying to, you know, find out what and what and what. So I was praying it through just as I was thinking it through. Right? See, in this episode, whatever is your own, just catch it. Just catch it. Because I feel like this thing is going to inspire somebody. So whatever is your own in this whole thing that I'm saying, just catch it. So I was thinking it through. I was praying it through. And, you know, every day I would just wake up and I would speak words into the event. It had not even come. This was like months before, but I was already doing these things. I would just declare and I would just confess things and, you know, just pray about it and all that. And, you know, that day she just reached out to me herself and she was like, oh, I'm going to send you this. I'm like, oh, okay, let's see now. So she actually did. And I was like, okay. You know, before I used to tell my partner that you have a slow response to your wins or to good things when they happen to you. But I did not even know that I was a culprit of that. Or maybe something new to me. Like whenever I achieve a feat, you know how people get excited and they're like, yes, I did. But sometimes in my own case, it's like I just relax. Like I'm just trying to boot. Like, okay. I may not react immediately until like after some minutes or hours or maybe a day even. You understand? So when it happened, I was just like, okay, I just calm down. You know, when something doesn't land, you just calm down. Like, okay. Okay. So how do we go from here, right? And it was, let me tell you why, it was not funny. Because at some point, that job tested me on every side because I cried. I know how many times I cried. I know how many times I prayed. I know how many times I was just frustrated. And, you know, other days I would just, you know, pick up myself and say, no, come on, you can do this thing. Just relax. You can do it. 600. You've not done it before. No wahala. God is building capacity on your inside, you know, and I'll just pat myself on the back. And thank God that I had people that were also supporting me and, you know, speaking these right words into my life at the time. So it was very easy. And I learned about myself in that whole process. I learned, okay, this is how I am when I am tense. This is how I am when things are not going right. Okay, this is how I am when things are going right. So it was a learning process for me. It was a learning process for me. And so I did what I could. And that was a period when we started having this whole or more. Things were going up. Things were going up. Things were going up every day. This one, it was every day. You know, what I went to the market to check for today wasn't the same thing. And it was like the money she paid was even not going to do anything at all. And I said, God, am I going to go and borrow now to do a job? That is basic. Like, how do I? And you know, I was thinking, I said, how do you tell a client that, no, this one, that one, that one? I was, it was not easy at all. But guys, I'm going to end this episode here. If you want to listen to the remaining part of this gist, I beg, follow up on the next episode and you would know what went down for this job. Peace out, guys. I love you so much. Mwah.